Hey, welcome to another episode of Crush This, a Monster Truck podcast presented by J Concepts and High Octane Coffee. Right now, I'm just going to the back of the screen right there with my Instagram. We're doing Instagram Live, too, at the same time. So we're right now currently on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Instagram. So all my guests, if you're on right now, go ahead and tag. If it appears on your social media, go ahead and share and all that stuff, too. Also want to thank all you fans out there that like, share, and subscribe. 5-star likes on iTunes and Spotify. So thank you for all you guys, what you guys have done. Do appreciate it. Next week's episode, we're going to have Doug Walker. He does the Trigger King RC Racing. So it's kind of a big deal for the next couple weeks doing some cool RC stuff. And chatting along with some of the awesome people in the RC solid axle monster truck world. Also, want to go here if you see this hat. I got some markings on my arms, but been working at the shop, getting ready for Colorado Springs. We will be there four shows, Friday, 2 Saturday, 1 Sunday. We're going to announce a champion. Right now, Armando is a 10-point lead over Kristen. So we'll see how that goes, and we'll see who's going to be a Monster Jam champion, for the East Tour. But while we're at it, I got this hat, pretty cool. Go to our Spreadshop, Crush This Monster Truck Podcast, spreadshop.com. Send some merch, buy some merch, and, show some love for our podcast that will keep on going. 6B Apparel, thank you for what you guys do. We got crew shirts and hoodies. They're $100 a pop. Message us. I think the hoodies are going to be a little bit cheaper now since it'll be coming around the wintertime and the summertime and stuff like that. So go show that love too. Also, with that, a few months ago, we had Bryce Kenny on. Go get his book. We're self-supporting his book right now, Geared for Life. We have it. It's pretty cool to have. Go show some love. A quick way to get that too is through Amazon.com. Buy the book. I think it's also on audio too. And go take a look at that also. Pretty cool to have while that's going on. Also, if you guys have a chance to, we'll put the spread shop on right now. June 22nd and 23rd, Pittsburgh Motor Speedway, Monsters and Mega Monster Truck Show. Even though there's Raminator there, it's going to be Ramunition. I'm going to be there driving. It's my hometown show. A few weeks before that, maybe May 11th, I'll be doing a car crush in St. Clairsville, Ohio. Tickets are $25 per person. 2 and under is free. Saturday night, 4 p.m. pit party, 7 p.m. Showtime, 7, 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. Lineup is also including the 2023 All-Star Monster Truck Tour Champion, Crazy Train, playing Crazy, a new truck, I think it's called Behind Bars, which is the old chassis of Crazy Train, that right now, they have a new one out right now too. So, and Stone Crusher, Hooked. I don't know who'll be driving on the Frank Criminal. I don't know if Alex is driving, stuff like that. And then also, also with that too, me and Ramunition. Raminator is not going to be there. Ramunition's going to be there. The red truck, cool that Hall Brothers Racing has done that. It's kind of weird having that background while I'm trying to talk, but whatever. It is what it is. Go take a look at that. It's going to be pretty cool to see. But outside of that, we're doing our roundtable for Monster Jam World Finals 23. We're going to have some cool cats on tonight, just to talk about the RC side of what we do in the solid axle monster truck world. So I got to thank a few sponsors. Another one's another big RC group, Colby Marshall and MTRC. Me and Josh do a lot of their programs, which is pretty cool. And you see a lot of the videos and stuff like that too. So we'll get that started and then we'll get the intro going and go from there. But if anyone has questions to ask them, feel free to hit our comments. I also go ahead and take a look on Instagram. We're on Instagram Live too. So I'll take a look at the chat going on there too. So let's go. Oh.
This isn't your typical motorsports podcast. You're listening to Crush This, a monster truck podcast presented by High Octane Coffee and J Concepts, a show where we take you inside the minds of your favorite drivers, past and present, of the monster truck industry. And now, your hosts, Bradshaw and Dan Cheechagosh. Buckle in. The show starts now.
Man, it's good to hear Mr. David Lee there on the intro there. Love that guy to death. Late 90s, early 2000s. Can't beat that. But what a motley crew we have here for this World Finals chat here. But next to me will be Josh Rhodes. So you want to start off introducing yourself and then go from there. I don't know what order people is, but let's go ahead and introduce you guys and go from there.
Josh Rhodes, RC Monster Jam World Finals Champion 2023 in freestyle. Got to remind all these guys here of that before we go race at the Monster Jam World Finals this year. Happy to be here as always with my buddy Cheech. I see Isaac over here. I see that other digger guy from New York, Dan.
Hi, how are you? What's up? What's up, buddy?
We got Trevor and we got Jessica Dahl over there as well. Miss Lucas Stabilizer and Michael Letcher, of course. I see him as the Earth Shaker, if I remember right.
Correct.
How about you, Mike?
My name is Michael Letcher. You guys probably know me from YouTube. I do Boneyard Madness with Jessica. Before that, it was a summer jam. So we do the backyard events where it's all dirt and it's all to scale. Been doing that since 2003. Just gotten it down to a science and just adding to it every year. This will be my third year racing in the RC Monster Jam World Finals. So I'm looking forward to it being here in SoCal. So it's only about an hour and a half drive from where we live now.
Lucky.
I mean,
last year when they had to go to Nashville.
Yeah, the weather will be nice here, that's for sure. So hopefully no rainouts.
And you, Jessica?
Hi, I'm Jessica Dahl. I race the Lucas Stabilizer at World Finals. Looking forward to it coming up soon. And we have a different truck there as well. So that's exciting.
Please tell me it doesn't sparkle. Please tell me it doesn't sparkle.
Hey, how about
I'm
you,
Trevor Adamo.
Okay, go ahead, Trevor. Go ahead.
Trevor Adamo. I've been part of every RC Monster Jam World Finals. Four-time RC Monster Jam World Finals racing champion, seven-time RC Monster Jam World Finals top qualifier. I've run the SoCal Monster Truck Racing Series. Jessica and Michael race in. Looking forward to World Finals. Not saying what truck I'm running yet. I do know, but it should be a great time. Can't wait to see everyone out there. Let's do it again.
Go ahead, Dan.
Sure. What's up, everybody? Dan DeFalco. Co-owner of the RC Monster Truck Challenge Series based out of New York, racing Connecticut. Been racing since 2003, been running the RC Monster Truck Challenge since 2009, and I will be hosting and announcing the RC Monster Jam World Finals Losi Championship later on coming up here in Las Vegas, and I'll be keeping all these loose cannons in line and talking them up, so it's going to be a good time.
Los Angeles.
I think it's L.A.
You just had a Hulk Hogan moment at WrestleMania. Welcome
to the Silverdome.
We all miss Vegas.
This is our host, folks.
Host with the most.
It's better than when Dennis Anderson's in Eldora and he says, Eldoro, at that race right there. But then you, Isaac?
Obviously, my name's Isaac. I am the six-time... freestyle champion, five times consecutively. Doesn't race with. That's all you need to know about me, really.
Fantastic introduction.
Yeah, that was all right. you'll get that a lot this weekend from the guy. Let's start off with knowing how this all came about and how this got all formed. you know, I guess with you, Trevor, you've been in it from the very start. So how this event even got created?
Barry had always wanted to do it. We were at the Four Link Nationals. He had two of them. The first one was at Patrick's shop in Ohio. I think it was 2016. I forget. Then he skipped a year, and we all went out to dinner after the race, and he was talking about wanting Monster Jam to do the World Finals during the pit party. And we were talking, and I told him, I go, I'm up for it for sure, because we go there every year for World Finals. Anyways, to Vegas, several other racers that were part of the first one, Tad was there, Clyde was there, I don't think the Schultz were there, and that was basically the group, Eric Crush, and what was it, that was race was in, I think like August. By January, that year it was a little bit slow getting everything going because it was the first year. By January, he put everyone together, and we had the first group to do the first World Finals. What was it, 2017 at Monster Jam World Finals? And from there, it's just growing every year. The second year, the first year, all the jumps were on dirt. Second year, they brought in all the wooden jumps. And then from there, it's just gotten bigger and crazier. More people now than ever before. So it's been a blast. I'm very fortunate to have been part of it from the beginning. I think the only other two people that have actually been a part of every single year is Tad and Clyde. In the first year, the second year in Florida, Clyde got sick and wasn't able to race. So there's been a lot of different people that have competed in it. It's definitely a huge honor. It's very, very big for the RC industry and the RC monster truck industry, putting it in front of thousands of people that have never gotten to see these trucks before. In Vegas, we have crowds probably of 300, 400, 500 surrounding the track, 10 people deep. In the last year in Vegas, the main stage was actually telling them to turn down the PA over where we're at because it was, the people were drowning out. Interviews, I know one was with Richard Rollins, and they told Monster Jam that was actually our crowd. That wasn't the PA, and they were just in awe that people were loving it that much.
Yeah, that's pretty cool and stuff like that that's going on. And Dan, you know, you're being an announcer, the MC and stuff like that, and you have so many different people racing throughout the country in different leagues, but all coming into one big event. So in that, man, how do you feel about seeing all these different cats and dogs and going racing and all that jazz?
Yeah, it's a blast. First of all, it's a great opportunity to get together with a bunch of the racers that I don't get to see often. It's a highly talented group of individuals. They all have a lot of passion for what they do. They're all talented drivers. And these events that we put on are just a blast. I mean, Barry was trying to get us to come out for several years. And then finally, I think it was the second year they were in Orlando. So probably being our third World Finals involved with the group. So we came out and started doing that. We did the Superstar Challenge as well. But yeah, you know, like Trevor said, like this this event has become the staple of the pit party at these large Monster Jam events. And the crowd just eats it up. They love it. I know they were cheering hard for Mr. Rhodes and his high jump challenge at the Superstar Challenge. He's got 20 S in his truck. So, I mean, you better go high in those kind of jumps.
There's only three of those. You know,
yeah, that's debatable. it really is a great time, and we put on a fantastic show, and just really looking forward to get out to LA. Not looking forward to the flight, but you know, I'm not a huge plane guy. You know, I like planes. I don't like heights, so you know.
I don't want to hear it. I've been on more planes this year than you can count.
I know it. I know.
I'm on one tomorrow to Denver.
Yeah, and it's great. It's like I said, it's just a blast. We put on a great show, and you really get to see the passion that not only do you see from our RC drivers, but all the hard work that goes in from Feld Motorsports employees and everything that goes into making the Monster Jam World Finals what it is. And it's just really impressive. A great thing to be a part of.
You know, so you're coming around here and enjoying your time, seeing everything, because there's a lot going on in the pit party. And, you know, you have all these drivers at one time. Geez, at Vegas, what, there was 110 trucks on the premises. Yeah. So you had to get all those signatures and then, you know, go see some RC racing. And so there was so much going on. But we have, a rookie going to the World Finals. Have you been to the World Finals, Isaac, or this is going to be your first time going?
Like racing or just going in general?
Just going in general.
Oh, I went to World Finals 5, 6, and 7, I think.
Okay, I forgot. Yeah, your dad helped out with Tom and stuff like that. But for RC Racer, though, this could be your first year doing so. So, I mean, are you excited about that and showing all the people what you have done on the YouTubes?
Yeah. But I don't know. I've always wanted to do the racing in the World Finals. Carpet seems pretty hard.
Gotcha. So, Josh, you're claiming you might as well should just gave me just one word answers there, Isaac. Now, how's the World Finals? Good? That's all you should do.
Josh will make it for it. Go ahead, Josh.
But Josh, you know you won the freestyle championship last year. I mean, the crazy thing was with weather. We somehow had a mini hurricane going through Nashville, and it destroyed kind of the racing portion of it. I don't think they crowned a racing champion last year, right? It was top qualifier and freestyle only.
Mm-hmm.
So, Josh, with that going on, you know, and you get a lot of the people, you know, viewing the video that you had, and you have a lot of naysayers, and, you know, you have a lot of people, you know, well, supporting you, too.
Two naysayers. I just got one thing. You can, yeah.
Okay. you know, what do you have, you know, what type of pressure and, you know, all that stuff? Because you're also doing a tech official, too. So, you have
I also work the event. So it's always funny when I see a comment like that, that they obviously have no idea what I do for a living and they want to try and insult me. And I'm like, well, this guy has no life. I was like, yeah, well, I worked the event. What did you do? But there's a lot of pressure there because you're not just going there to race. You're also going there to represent a certain truck. And there are a lot of people there in that crowd that may particularly like that certain truck, like Michael with Earthshaker, Isaac. I don't know what ones you're representing this year. But there are going to be people out there cheering for you on it. Trevor's represented Mohawk Warrior in the past. There's a lot of Mohawk Warrior fans, especially with the way that Bryce has been driving this year. He's adding more fans as he goes. I mean, there's pressure there because they may not know your name, but they know that truck.
Yeah, and talk about fan favorites, Michael and Jessica. You guys are – I've seen pictures of kids looking at your guys' trucks, you know, Earthshaker and Lucas Oil. You're always hanging around with them, just showing them what you guys have. But – you know, being that having a having a little bit of a following of people and kids watching, rooting for you guys during the program, that'd be pretty sweet.
It is. It definitely is. Seeing all the kids, you know, just going crazy over the RC and wanting to check out your truck and asking you questions about the truck and wanting to get into it. It's really cool to see.
So, let's go with what's going with you, Jessica and Mike. You guys been doing it for a few years and stuff like that. So how did you get involved with it, with the World Finals, and, you know, also, you know, the truck of choice, and especially, you know, with Earthshaker, you know, that the kind of the dump bed, you know, I seen one guy, I think it was Monster Wars RC, did a pretty good version of Dirt Crew. But with that too, I mean, what do you start off with when someone says, hey, I need you to be Earthshaker for this event?
Well, as far as identities go for World Finals, Bari's the one who assigns us which truck we're going to run. And then it's up to us to figure out what kind of body, if we're going to make it or get it from him. But we always try to go as scale as we can with also making the truck as competitive as possible. So, like Jessica with her stabilizer, we threw in the sound box to make the truck horn. So that always stood out to all the kids and everybody, which was a real cool feature. And then I throw the RII light in to my truck to try and stand out a little bit. So little things like that can draw attention from fans. But like overall, with this, we're just here to represent like Monster Jam and Bari, so, and put on a good show for everybody. Doesn't matter to me who wins or loses because the fans in the end are the real winners, I feel. Yeah. So that's who we're there for.
You know, and the way I always see it. So this is, I guess, the open group conversation. So anyone who wants to talk about it, but the track, you guys try to recreate what the current Monster Jam track would be like. Obviously they just released the S course, which is very popular out east, like in Wildwood. Sometimes they do it at the jamborees. So, you know, you got this type of actually different courses. I'll be honest with you, I haven't seen it kind of in any other group that have done an S course. I've seen figure eights and stuff like that. So what do you guys feel about if you know the course that's going to be coming out for the event?
I'm really looking forward to it. I'll be honest with you. That S course is something Dan can attest to. We've been Monster Truck fans forever. S courses are some of the funnest looking and funnest tracks, period. This one's going to incorporate a berm into it too. And I've seen guys all year on berms on my tour, hitting them things, trying to diamond them, trying to just drive around them. It's going to be interesting to see how those guys tackle the course. But for us, I mean, it's going to be really weird for us because not a lot of us hit berms all the time. So they're going to see guys flying over the berm. Probably you're going to see guys not hitting the berm, just driving around. Isaac shaking his head. He's going to be the one flying into the crowd in the berm. But Dan, I bet you got an opinion on this too.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, if you came out and racing us, we know all about berms. We love our berms out in RC and our RC Monster Truck Challenge world. But no, I mean, yeah, the S course is just awesome. I mean, it's old school. It's got new flair to it with the obstacles I have planned. I mean, you got to really give a shout out to the track crew over at Feld Motorsports. So they've really been coming out with some really cool track ideas. They did the over under, this S course, the new stadium design they have for this year. At some of the bigger stadiums, it's a great racing course. We kind of replicated that for our season opener in Connecticut this year. I'm looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to it. I see that big S course, and I'm like, man, it'd be cool to see one of those. See your boss take that track on. I would love to see that. But I'm really looking forward to it for sure. It's gonna be a blast. Those are driver's tracks. Even when we race them in RC, mm-hmm. I'm not sure what we're doing for the RC track yet, but we race our S course every now and then for RC Monster Truck Challenge, and they're just a blast to drive because they're straight up driver's courses. You can carry a lot of speed in the corners. There's a lot of time to make up and lose ground. So, I mean, it's everything you want to drive, of course. It's really cool.
Anyone else?
I know in the SoCal series, we want S courses. So, I mean, we get practice. I'm sure we have our race this Saturday. That might be one of the racetracks to get a little practice in. The last 2 years for Boneyard Madness, we've incorporated some berms. So we've had some really like steep ones, short and long. So hopefully we have a little bit of advantage there, but we'll see what they do for the RC portion. But it definitely looking forward to it. I mean, it was cool to see, like, I had made that over-under track my 2020 year of Summer Jam. And then to see that track get made into a real Monster Jam track was unbelievable. They did a great job, and it was really cool. And even with the rain, the track crew did a great job getting that track ready for racing for the actual one-to-one scale trucks. So, I mean, Monster Jam and the RC portion, they're always doing great jobs for that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. The real track, when I saw that, I was like, okay, this is spot on for that venue. It's not a crossover. You couldn't start up high. So I think it's going to be fantastic. Seeing an S course, I don't think we've ever had an S course that I can remember out here on the West Coast. So that'll be cool to see in person and in a stadium. Side-by-side finishing, hopefully, is with the S course, which is what makes it so much fun. You have drivers, the mental game of an S course is a big game, part of it. Going into a corner, do you chase the guy? How far ahead of is he of you? Or are you actually ahead of him and you just don't realize it? And that's really plays a lot of mind games with people on a track like that. You just have to go out and drive and not think about it and try to do that at least. A lot of drivers aren't good at that. If you can judge it, and of course, then that just makes it easier for you and you know where you're at on what you have to do. For the RC portion, it'll be interesting to see what we end up with all the ramps we have. Whatever it is, bring it on. Doesn't matter the track layout. We'll have a good time. Drivers will figure it out. We've run on enough courses over the few years we've been doing this, so I'm looking forward to it. Got the trucks to run well, and just let the chips fall where they may. It's racing. You never know what's going to happen. Michael and Jessica would tell you, when people race at our series, that's what I always tell them. Doesn't matter who you're lining up with. Once you're at the starting line, anything can and will happen.
100%.
Yep.
Yeah. And how about you, Isaac?
Yes.
Dang it.
Yes to all of it, basically.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Isaac, what'd you have for dinner?
Fast food.
I want to go.
Win a maybe race. That's my goal. Get one pass in.
There's a thing that I have on my inside the cab of our ammunition, and all it says on the message on inside the cab of the truck says "Don't suck," and
that's
I think
perfect.
I'm covering that with. Bring that because people may not know I'm racing it too. So I always try to, you know, it's the podcast is I'm part of it. I just, you know, the host, but I'm in it also. I'm bringing a Hall Brothers truck. I just don't know which one, but yeah, that's inside the cab. It just says don't suck. So that's my main goal for that weekend is just not to suck. Probably gonna catch up with Mark rollover count in real life with this RC thing. I'll probably reach 8, probably break it. But outside of that, yeah, I mean, I'm excited about that. Been a lot of talks going on with the team about, you know, I don't know, there could be something going on, but outside of that, you know, I'm excited to see us, of course. I've seen that out east, you know, around, you know. Seeing all that type of racing in general, so I'm excited. Hopefully everything will come about. I'm just getting used to just the atmosphere and stuff like that. Last year was kind of like the first time I enjoyed the World Finals, mostly because the World Finals that I was part of, I was working for Monster Jam, so it was just work, or as soon as I took a break, I was taking a nap. I was sleeping in the trailer. So I mean, while everyone was enjoying their time, you know, doing the track walk and stuff like that, I was sleeping, getting ready for the event itself, because by the time the shows end, everyone's going back to the hotel, you know, we're wrenching, working on stuff, getting the stuff back and running, getting everything going on. I remember one time World Finals wise, I think it was it's whatever World Finals 2016 was. So I had Pirate's Curse, which, once again, that was a cool debut that Mike and Jessica did, the Pirate's Curse truck. So after me and Steve Sims did our event for the Young Guns, we had to take the truck back. So getting ready, they did the parade and stuff like that next day for freestyle. That was the same freestyle year that I believe the front flip happened. Maybe not. Maybe that was the year after. I don't know. But I had to miss freestyle because I had to get the shocks taken out and get that truck ready for overseas. It was going to Australia. I think it was doing the Philippines the first after World Finals that year. So, yeah, I didn't get the chance to see most of the event in general because of just doing that. So last year was pretty cool for me watching everything and just enjoying it, being a fan. It was kind of neat having a truck at least park in the pit party and just – you know, not doing anything. It's like, okay, what do I do? Well, I guess I'm free. So, you know, I can do something going on and stuff like that. So I'm pretty cool. I'm pretty excited about that. So off the topic for the World Finals, that's another question for Mike and Jessica about the Pirate's Curse idea. What got you guys going with that? And, you know, talk about the project itself. Was there any, like, barriers to do to make that body or, you know, stuff like that to get that, you know, 10 scale truck looking pretty good? Cause that was pretty awesome.
For the most part, I mean, it started out that it was just a gift for my brother. Cause his birthday is like 4 days after mine. So I'm trying to think of something unique to do for him. And then Jessica got me a 3D printer last year. So I'm like, I've always wanted to just get into that and do that for myself. So it started off as like a practice mock-up body, and then I'm like, oh, this one turned out pretty good. I'm like, I'll give it to Travis, my brother, for his birthday. And then he needed someone to paint it. I'm not as artsy as Jessica is. I do like wraps and stuff and basic paint, but Jessica's way better with that kind of stuff. So then she took on the job to paint it for him, and then she knocked it out of the park, like blew me away on how well she did that. So I mean, that's how that pretty much worked out. We got to get decals for it this week, and then he's come over Saturday, so we got to get that ready for him to have Saturday, and hopefully he can debut it this year at Boneyard Madness to run it into the ground, and if it breaks, like, we'll just fix it up.
Fantastic.
I don't know if I'll fix the paint though.
it's a killer body. I mean, you won't find better looking trucks than what Mike and Jess put out. Man, they look
absolutely
killer. They came across the country to our world finals in the fall, and man, some of the trucks they come out with. I mean, Michael's Max D truck he had out there was just incredible. So
thank you.
It's always a fun part of watching everybody's designs come out.
Yeah, we'll definitely have some new identities for Boneyard this year, so stay tuned for that. Yeah.
Oh, I'll be watching.
New to see.
That'd be awesome to see and stuff like that. And, you know, Dan, let's talk about a little bit of that World Finals deal, because you had a pretty cool – you had the Burzies had their truck on display for you. You know, you had that whole cool opportunity to have one full-scale truck at the event too.
Yeah, that was really, really cool. That's something Kyle and I have been trying to put together for the last couple of years. And yeah, I can't thank the Burseys enough. You know, Jeff and Jesse and Gage there and their brand new truck excavator. It was so cool to have a full size truck there. I mean, I can't thank the guys enough. It's a great truck. The guys work hard on their trucks. They're a good family team. So it was just a complete honor to have their truck come out. And then you know, the boys had their RC trucks out there, and then little Jesse came out and put together a barn burner with freestyle out there too. Because the footage is out there, he did a really cool little sidewall donut. But yeah, that was really cool, and that was a great event. We're looking forward to that this year. And yeah, as far as the Monster Jam side of things or the World Finals, you know, I'm really excited because we're gonna have a really competitive field this year. Talk about you touched Cheech earlier a little on first time drivers. You know, you're going to be out there with your big Ram, and then we got a couple of Monster Truck Challenge regulars making their trip out for the first time. We got Derek Algieri, who's a multiple time series champion over here on the East Coast. He'll be out there, and Chris Sorello as well will be coming out there with Wildside and two fast drivers. So I'm really looking forward to that. I think Ethan Saunders is coming back out there, and of course all these amazing drivers are joining us today. So it's going to be there's a lot of talent in this field this year, so I'm really looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. How that plays out.
Yeah, that's like a great group for sure.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to racing every single one of those guys. I wanted to get out to Dan's races for years. The timing's never worked out for me to get out there, so I'm glad they're going to come to me for once.
Well, you were supposed to that one time, but we got to blame Kyle for getting COVID that one.
Yeah, year. Yeah. I was 6 hours into a road trip to the RC Monster Jam or RC Monster Truck World Finals, Monster Truck Challenge World Finals, and I got a call. I was like, "Hey, you better turn around." I was like, "No, I'm going to go to the dungeon."
Oh, man.
Wow.
We'll get you back out there one of these years.
Yeah, one of these years.
You're talking about, first time really enjoying the World Finals and like, you know, because of all the work you've had to put in. And as someone who works the event, that's really been eye-opening, like the behind-the-scenes effort of how hard everybody works. And, you know, it's like, you know, for as many buddies as I'm fortunate to have that are into the industry, to see just the blood, sweat, and tears that they put into these events is impressive. Josh, I've seen you do your track stuff. I know you're extremely dedicated, and Cheech, you're putting in hard work. And, you know, it's great to see guys that we started coming up with through RC and Monster Truck Madness too, and guys like Cody Celsier that have worked their way up into the seed. And Aaron Cromer, I know you're watching, buddy. How you doing? I know he was in the industry for a little bit, and it's just it's really cool to see all the effort that goes in, and people that make it into the industry and the hard work they put in. It's really, really impressive. So hats off to you guys for that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's that. Like you said, the behind the scenes, like they always talk about the glacier effect, where people only see the top of the glacier but doesn't see what's below it. It's always been like that, but it's always fun. You gotta love it. You know, a lot of people say, you gotta love what you're doing. If not, there's other things to do. So, you're getting ready. We'll move into there's other additional, I guess, events going on with the RC World Finals. I think you have the high jump. Do we do the best tricks also, or is just high jump only?
High jump only. It's been in the past.
Okay. And then you have freestyle. So, I mean, let's talk about a little bit about freestyle, Dan. You know, you got a lot of good racers, but you got a lot of good freestylers. Obviously, we got the guy who won it last year, but I know Dustin was right on your heels. He had a very good run last year.
Very good run from Dustin's last year.
Yeah, a lot of people talked about Dustin's run was, you know, up there, and you know, a lot of the guys here, you know, had the freestyle runs that a lot of people are talking about. So let's talk about the freestyle and see how everything goes.
Yeah, it just speaks to the talent that we have in here. Not only is it going to be a great race like we're talking about, but I mean the freestyle talent in here too. You know, starting with high jump. High jump is so cool because, you know, it's something that we can really engage the crowd with, and the crowd gear off between the jumps. Do you think the, you know, the previous truck did better, or did this truck do better? And the crowd really gets into it. So looking forward to that because it's a good opportunity for good crowd participation. Freestyle, man, it's a toss up. You know, you can't talk freestyle and not mention Mr. Grave Digger Josh Rose there. He's, you know, he knows what he's doing. He's won competitions in the past. You know, and you got to look at Jessica and Michael as well. You know, Michael, I thought should have won the RC Monster Truck Challenge freestyle back in the fall. He threw down an incredible run. Talked about Chris Cirello before. He's a fantastic freestyler. He's won a freestyle title for my series before. You know, Trevor, and we talked about Dustin Stallone, man. You know, he's a very calculated freestyle driver. He can do a lot of the two-wheel stuff, which is tricky to do with these RC trucks. You know, you can set them up, you can throw lockers in them to help, but you still need to have the feel on the reflexes to pull off the two-wheel move that he can do. So it's a talented field, top to bottom, racing, freestyle, high jump, which is it's great for the fans too, because they're going to see some quality action out on the track. It's like you see in the big stadium. So I know if I was a kid and I went to a Monster Jam pit party and I saw this, I would flip, absolutely flip. So, the on-track action top to bottom is just, you can't ask for better.
Yeah, we got a lot of comments saying who's dog.
Not our lovely dogs.
All right, now being the star of the show. But you know, hey, I love dogs. You know, so I have one back home. Named him after the car eater, Draco. So go from there. But Josh, you know, you're gonna try to go again, you know, do back to back, or try to, you know, do what you got to do. So, I mean, with freestyle, what comes to mind with you?
Big air assault, usually, as far as freestyle goes for me. I got a lot of comments last year from what I'll call the haters that say, oh, he wasn't landing jumps, he wasn't landing this. It takes a lot of talent to get that truck to hit that many obstacles that fast in that amount of time that you're given. And I felt like I nailed a good one out there last year. This year, I think I might go with something a little bit different. I'm thinking of bringing a shorter wheelbase truck out where I can nail some more front flips as far as more back flips and just see what we can do. I mean, I'm just going to send it. It's the best way I can say that what my freestyle style is. I'm going to go out there, I'm going to send it, and I'm going to see what happens. Isaac, on the other hand, he's somebody that's very technical out there. He's the only guy I've really ever seen go into a back flip, reverse, and then pull out a front flip out of it. So, I mean, there's a lot of competition this year as far as freestyle goes. Even in racing, there's a heck of a lot of competition out there. But when freestyle hits, we got a lot more guys out there that can really send a truck. And I'm looking forward to this one because you're going to have to earn it this year.
Yeah, Trevor, for you also, I mean, what are you coming up with, you know, with the freestyle?
For freestyle, Jess and Michael could definitely attest. Mine's definitely a
Trevor's very gonna be tiring precise. Down during freestyle.
No, I like the freestyle. I've actually won quite a few of them. I'm very calculated, very clean, precise. That's just the way I've driven for all the years I've been driving. So just going, and I run this truck as hard as you can run it. My trucks really soak up a lot of stuff. Sometimes they make it look like no matter what you do to the truck, it just doesn't really want to get upset. So it's hard to look crazy and wild. And that sometimes that makes it look a lot more boring as well. But I'll drive the truck as hard as you can. You're not going to see backflips midair and stuff like that. My trucks don't like to do that. But regular backflips, yeah. Wheelies, definitely major air out of the trucks because they take it so well. And then from there, just let it go. Every once in a while, if the surface allows, my trucks will definitely do some pretty wild donuts. I can get them up and leave them on two wheels. I mean, to the point where it's almost going over and you can't see end to end, the truck's spinning so fast, and bring it back down. I might be able to pull it off this year, depending on the surface. I've got a few ideas to get away with it on the carpet, so we'll see. The crowd always goes really crazy for the donuts or the cyclones when you're able to do them at World Finals. I found I did tie for the win one year in Vegas, and then we did a crowd cheer off, and I think Tad Goat ended up taking it with Son of a Digger and Zombie over the two trucks I had that year. I don't recall which ones.
Huh? It sounds familiar from Superstar. Somebody might have been driving that. I don't know.
So it's definitely a very different driving style. Usually it's very high pace. I try to hit tons of jumps and just never let it be a slow, dull moment whatsoever. But there's like Josh is a complete different style of going fast. It's you have two polar opposites, and that's what's actually kind of fun to watch on the freestyle is I think you have a more diverse, you can visually see the diversity in the drivers more in freestyle than racing, because on racing you need to stay on track, on your lane, keeping the truck in a specific direction. Where in freestyle, everyone just drives so differently, or there's some that are similar, but you see more diversity there, and that's what's a lot of fun for me.
And how about you, Mike and Jessica? I know I've seen a lot of highlight videos and a lot of videos of you, Mike, doing your freestyle too. It kind of remind me of what you have wearing with Jimmy Creedon. Jimmy Creedon in real life is very technical. He would mix in a lot of crazy stuff, but then again, he also calculates and does his thing. So your Earth Shaker truck and how you drive kind of reminds me of that.
Yeah, definitely. When I worked for him full time is where I got some of my tips from, I could say. But being a multiple SoCal Series freestyle champion, I just try to throw a mix of being technical and just a whole bunch of like big air extreme stuff, because that's, I mean, I like to do more of the technical stuff, but being a fan and knowing what the fans want, like they want to see us go big. They want to see trucks just pull out crazy saves and stuff like that. So, but like at the same time, like you got to be technical because that stuff's cool too. Like I go crazy for when a real monster truck still does a cool slap wheelie. So you got to throw that stuff in there. I placed third in the Superstar Challenge at the Losi RC Challenge. So hell, I was pretty close. But I mean, having those digger names might help. But I held the lead for a very long time up until the last two trucks, I think it was. But I'm definitely coming for Josh in World Finals, and still going for trying to get that racing championship too. I mean, you got to be an all around good driver. So being consistent, filling your clock in freestyle is where it really counts.
How about you, Jessica?
I got to see how the track looks, but I just kind of go for it and just wing it at the time. But I'm all about all the saves. That's like what I like to do is just pull out crazy saves and just put on a show for the fans.
Yeah, I think she won the Crash Madness Award in Nashville too. Yeah. For destroying that Dalmatian body.
Oh, yeah. Of,
everybody's asking about the dog. That's actually Monster Mutt. It's in the back. That's the uncle.
You know,
and, still in pain from last year.
And Isaac, I mean, this is, once again, your first time doing this. I mean, you're known for freestyle with the Trigger King. Like Josh said, you sometimes define gravity on some type of move, doing a forward moment backflip and a front flip. I don't know what you do. But I remember one time that truck was in pieces over the hill in JB Scale Graphics shop. Like I think the four-link bar was maybe like 50 yards away, RC scale-wise, away from the truck. And it would have been definitely an MTRA moment with your little RC truck there, Isaac. But for you doing, you know, going to become entering your first year, a lot of people are going to be a first time seeing you. They see you on YouTube, but being kind of seeing you in person. And the North Cal guys had a chance to see ya at one time, but I mean, what are you expecting and what are you planning on doing?
I've been trying to get more technical on my freestyles because I ain't got that horsepower like Rhodes has. But I don't know. I gotta see how the track looks. I know they got really big jumps. That's kind of scary, but I got a whole new build just for this show. I think it's gonna stay together. Got some pretty good parts on it. and we'll see how it goes. Racing's going to be pretty good too. Got fresh build for that also. But, you know.
Well, that was pretty good there, Isaac. That answer is longer than your one word.
I'm very proud of you.
That was probably as long as your freestyle runs.
You know, he brings up a good point, though. He's talking about builds and stuff like that. What are you guys building? Are you got new builds? You coming with old builds? I mean, me personally, I'm coming with one of the trucks that Adam Anderson drove last year during intermission at Monster Jam World or Monster Jam events to promote Losey. I'm bringing that truck with me. A few little upgrades on it, but that's one I'm bringing. I'm also bringing a brand new PRP build as well with a digger body for racing. So curious, what are you guys bringing?
Me personally, I'll probably bring a truck specifically for racing and then a truck that's specifically for freestyle. So my Losey stock chassis that I run does really good for racing. I think more weight helps me just control it way better. And then my lighter Black Market RC agitator, that thing's lighter. I have a bigger motor in that, so it helps me do better in freestyle. So with those trail housings, I mean, I haven't really broken anything in the past, except maybe just like a couple wheelie bars or rod ends. So I have no problem sending it. And
at that NorCal race, that whole rear end fell out.
Yeah, that was a rod end I saw. Plastic rod end. I'd rather that break, I guess.
I'll just have my normal trucks that I run year in, year out. Pretty much the same trucks I had the last couple years. Well, last year World Finals, they were new that year. Same things though. They've proven they work. Go with those.
I just stick with the stock low CLMT. I'm good to go.
And I guess for me, I have finally got myself a, with Josh Zimmerman's help, got a freestyle RC truck. So I'm going to be using the Pro C that was one of Josh's, I bought it from him. So that's going to be in there. So it's a good quality piece. And then I have a LMT with some trail stuff and gonna maybe use that for freestyle. If not, I'm going to use what freestyle RC is made for and just use that as a freestyle truck. So I may use that instead. But I'm excited about that. Identity wise, it's going to be a haul truck. So you have three choices and one could be
executioner.
Yeah. Could be executioner. Big boss. You know, maybe big boss. I don't know. Maybe heavy metal. I actually got that tank working, Josh. So I may bring that too, just for fun. The old heavy metal tank, I got some modern upgrades on it. Try to do the smaller can motors, but trying to make it as a retro truck. So gonna maybe bring that at everyone. I have to say this in the chat, everyone's screaming Hotzi. everyone somehow loves that truck. So
I guess that means you've got the hot foot.
Huh?
You got the hot foot then.
I wish I had. That's all Kurt has Hotzi. They gave me Ramunition, so the red one. So I'll be rocking that one for the summertime. So got a few shows here and there, traveling all over, doing a lot of Insanity Monster Truck shows, some MODs, and maybe something in Paxton in the future. But we'll go from there. But I'm excited about that.
I saw you guys are doing like a car crush or something, like 20 minutes from where we're at in Paris.
Paris, that will be Mark. Mark and Raminator will be there in Paris after. But what happened to you, Isaac?
Isaac, you just turned sideways. There you go. That's better. A little better. There we go. All right.
Well, cool. We're talking about equipment too. I mean, those LMTs really do take a beating. I mean, if you're talking like a show like this with a lot of track time and you want it to hold together, it's really the best platform to go. I mean, if I brought one of my race clods out there, it'd be do really good in racing, but would probably not survive freestyle very well. But I remember at the Superstar Challenge, we had some downtime and we had some demo trucks, and that was really the first time I took one out. That was the first time I really got to shake down an LMT, and man, the thing just did not quit. It just takes a beating. And I remember for freestyle, Josh, your truck quit on you. We had to pull out one of those stock trucks.
Yeah, it happens when you blow one of these and your truck can't turn.
Yeah, yeah.
I was scrambling trying to, like, two trucks before freestyle. I turned the truck on and the wheels just cocked one way, and I'm like, that's not good. Yeah, I'm like, I guess I'm out. And then I think it was either you or your brother said, why don't you just take one of the stock trucks? I said, all right, cool. At least there's a digger out there, you know.
Yeah, and then we had
almost one freestyle with a completely stock truck and a field chopped full of modified trucks.
And I remember during that run, I think you busted a shock off it, but when you busted the shock, it went like 100 feet in the air.
I picked up a couple of those pieces. I think they're in my toolbox still, so I can give them to you in a month if you need them.
Yeah,
it's either a spare car for me or I'll bring back.
That was
I am coming
prepared. Are you sure that parts are still up in the air right now?
They might be. I mean, it was
Arjun had it.
Oh, it's a shotgun one up there.
So. That gave me an idea. I'm gonna get all old RC parts. So when Josh comes to freestyle, I'm just gonna throw in front of him saying, hey, there's the parts coming back down.
Yeah,
they finally landed.
Took
them over a year.
Oh man. Yeah, one of these days, when we get out to the East Coast for one of these shows, I'll be waiting. I'll bring a trailer of all my trucks out there just to have them hang out and hit the track with it. But,
yeah, speaking of trucks, Dan, you've got one back there I don't think I've seen before of yours.
You've seen it if you were in Orlando the first year you were there. This is the Freestyle RC Gravedigger 12.
Oh, okay. I see how it is. That's the one you stole from me. Okay.
Right. So I have this bad boy ready to go. I don't have any guts in it yet. It's going to join. It'll be one of my Challenger class racing trucks when I get it together. But it's sitting out here. It's sitting pretty. All the rest of the trucks are over at the shop, a.k.a. Kyle's house, and he's getting them ready. We have a race this weekend. So I got to keep this one with me, though, because I like to look at it.
I was about to say, you guys have, I think this weekend, you guys have all sorts of events. I know the Monster Challenge. I think, Trevor, you got your event also. Man, there's a lot of things going on prior to it. I think Trigger King wasn't Trigger King last week or 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, and then last week was the freestyle race.
Oh yeah, the freestyle nationals that they had in Wisconsin and stuff.
Yeah, they had a cool looking track there. They put together a good track. Looked like a good event. Yeah, we have round two of our 2024 RC Monster Truck Challenge J Concepts Point Series. It's the first time we head out in dirt, so hopefully I'll have a better result for myself because I did not do good the season opener like I thought I was going to. So we have that. We have Pro Mod and Retro over at RC Madness in Connecticut. So looking forward to that. Hopefully Kyle's back home fixing my trucks.
It helps to have a crew chief.
It does. Well, a good crew chief.
Oh, so you need to fire Kyle then.
Right.
this is why I'm out.
Yeah. So this is why Cheech has had his trucks in my shop multiple times.
Yeah, I do. There was one time I had a truck so bad Josh actually built it like a few hours before we started racing. It was a Big Boss, and then John Arnold put squeaky dog toys on the tires, so when the tire landed you hear beep, beep, and you know, all that stuff.
Make that noise one more time.
I can't do that. You gotta pay me. Actually, I got a couple of people asking about what do the competitors have to have? Maybe this would be a question for Trevor or Dan. What does the competitors have to have to qualify to race? Like, basically, what the type of truck that they need to have if someone got invited, just say, to do the RC Monster Jam World Finals? It would be your typical or it would be your pro mod style truck, correct?
As far as I know, it's a 1/10 scale. It has to be solid axle. That's the main requirements, and electric.
Yeah, we go off of Pro Mod rules for the trucks. They're basically all Pro Mod trucks for the most part. You know, I'm sure there's some sport mods that would be able to fit, but you really want the power and the setup that a Pro Mod truck would have. So yeah, you know, the LMT is a great platform for this type of event, and you know, your Pro Mod race clods and, you know, your freestyle stuff, your war paths, of course, Trevor, and, you know, trucks of that nature is what you'll find in this competition.
So that would be what the qualification is. Mostly a lot of the comments are about how, I guess, I don't know if this is sarcasm or joke aside, but everyone's talking about how exciting you are, Isaac, on this episode.
I am
right now with the one word answers and the camera turning.
Podcast.
Get that man a chocolate milk, and he fires right up.
Yeah.
When we get in a Monster Energy, though, he won't shut up.
Yeah.
So a chocolate milk and a Monster, and then I'll get plenty of Barks root beer for Josh.
Yeah, yeah, someone asked him.
I told Josh,
Snowpack waiting for me in Denver.
I told Josh when he came in here, this ain't a World Finals deal. It's an AA meeting for his addiction to Bart's root beer. So I told him that we got to talk to you about that.
Josh, who's gathered here today?
Someone asked in the chat that where the invites come from. And yeah, the invites do come from Bari.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just get your name out there and spend some time in the hobby and, you know, make a name for yourself in racing, and you know, who knows, you might get picked up one of these days.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but we got a lot of people that are going to be in the event, like Ethan.
Technically, he's still the racing champion there, Trevor. You know, knock him down a peg this year.
We'll see how it goes. It's racing. Go out there, and if chips fall for my direction, great. If not, what can you do? We're going to have a great time no matter what.
One person said Michael always has a nice looking dump truck. I don't think that comment was that one for a T truck. let's see here. A lot of people like Bart and Sierra is on here too. They raced a lot of the Monster Truck Challenge. She talked about how she has to go through some hockey and stuff like that beforehand, but a lot of people are watching this, and it's pretty cool to do so. And
yeah, we miss you guys. You may moans, and this one works out great for Bart, because I mean, this, I don't think we're running dirt this year, and you know, so that makes, I'm sure Bart will smile about that, because you know, God forbid he gets to, you know, towel off his trucks, or you know, get a little dust on his trucks, you know. But
yeah, you popped in. Your toy trucks are cool.
his beard is equally cool.
Let's see what else is going on here. Talk about Dustin was on too a little bit. He said hi.
JJ Eaton.
Yeah. Talk about Kyle. Someone mentioned Isaac is my crew chief.
That's Christopher Lane.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, shout out to him. He won his first Trigger King Pro Mod race in an Avenger LMT. Congratulations, sir. I'm proud of you.
Gotta love a first-time winner.
Pro Mod with my old Warpath Sport Mod.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, he's starting to come up with it. And I'm about to say, Isaac, you had a winter series going on, too. Talk about a little bit about that, too.
Yeah, that's for... It got so good. He got so good that he beat me.
I heard JJ Eaton's name in there too. He's turned into a little driver himself there. He's coming up in the ranks. I know Papa Mike has been proud, but every time he shows up to a Monster Truck Challenge race, his last couple of races, he's been stepping it up. So it's good to see new young drivers come to the hobby, and you can watch them progress. And yeah, you know, I just remember like watching guys like when Chad Buckland got started, and watching him come in and, you know, and get good. And then we watched Ethan come in, and Ethan got good. And, you know, JJ's right on that path. So it's good to see the youngins come in and start turning it up.
That's my favorite thing about this hobby. That's one thing that we do at the RC Monster Jam World Finals too, is we got such a crowd. We'll take our trucks out and we'll like parade them in front of the crowd. There's a shot of me last year showing off my Gravedigger truck to one of the kids in the front row. Nothing makes me prouder than doing that, because you know, in the back of that kid's head, one of these days he goes, "Oh, I want one."
Right.
And then someday maybe that kid will be out there on the track with me. You never know.
Yeah, we even did a driver experience with a couple of stock trucks at Anaheim, and like, you know, it was great to have the kids involved. And Jess and Mike really took the lead on that, and were really, really good with the kids at getting them all set up and teaching them how to drive. And it's really cool. That's what's so great about, you know, the low C platform and getting them involved in what we do. It's opened the door to so many people wanting to get into the sport. You know, we've gotten the questions like, you know, what do we do to build a truck and then get a truck in? And the answer was always complicated.
The answer was always about six paragraphs long.
Yeah.
And it's now turned into buy an L&T.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, it's made a world of a difference here. And it's, you know, that's what's so cool about this World Finals event. It's just, you know, this was Barry Masauer's vision and it came together. And then with support we get from Losi, it's just an awesome thing to be a part of. It's really cool.
You know, talk about that. Losi has been a big help. And I know me, Josh, and Isaac do the Horizon Fest. You know, I mean, hopefully I'll see Dan, Mike, Jessica, you know, Trevor at Horizon Fest. What do you guys feel about the big support that Horizon has been pushing to get solid axle monster trucks to the mainstream and let people that are afraid to jump in now have a chance to bring a RC truck to race and have fun and be competitive with?
Yeah, it's tremendous. That's huge. Yeah. It's tremendous. It's just the outreach and support that we get from the whole industry, gets from Horizon and Losi. It's just it's unbelievable. We're already as soon as those trucks hit the shelves, we start having new people that saying, "No, we've been watching you for years. We want to get out with you." And it just opens up the hobby even more to more people. More the merrier, definitely, with what we do.
Well, it's like last year, too, with the Horizon Hobby RC Fest. There was a guy that watched the competition the day before, literally went to the Horizon tent the next day, bought an LMT, and he was racing the spec class with us that day.
Yeah, and it's good. It's good. Like I said, it's good equipment. It holds up, too. It holds to a beating. And, like, a lot of the race chassis that are coming out now are really competitive. I'm someone who's kind of been stubborn, and my race clods are 10 years old, and I'm very stubborn about changing setups and everything. But I did just get a Losi race tune chassis that I'm really trying to throw together. I'm really excited because, you know, it's durable and they're competitive. So they're great pieces of equipment. And it's not junk out there for sure.
Yeah, that made a world of difference, the LMT. That was the best thing for solid axle monster trucks in the history of RC solid axle monster trucks. There's no question about that.
100% agree with you. I mean, Dan can attest to it too. When you're racing quads out there, you're almost constantly chasing electrical issues with them. There's problems every now and then with those trucks that you almost want to chuck them across the wall. But when they work, they work.
Yeah.
But I still have an LMP. All I got to do is throw in one motor, one speed control, one servo, and I'm good to go.
Yep. I've had this electrical gremlin in my race quad forever, and it reared its ugly head in freestyle at our World Finals last year. And it just, just one of those random things where it shuts off and, I just tossed my controller on the table and it came back to life. So, you don't get that as much with these trucks. So I did just change my radio. So hopefully this weekend that gremlin's gone, but we'll see.
Yeah. The Losi team did a great job mixing in like the scaleness of a truck and being competitive and durable. So, I mean, that's huge for our hobby, and I think that's what's helping it grow tremendously, and they're not stopping there at just LMT. I know that. So they're doing a great job so far, and I appreciate them. I know sponsoring our event, sponsoring Monster Jam. I mean, it's great for the RC solid axle monster truck community.
That's one thing that I love, too, that they are sponsoring Monster Jam. I take care of our tour's LMT. I keep that thing as pristine as I can keep it with Tyler or Adam driving it. You know how pristine some things look when they get done with them. But I keep that truck as close to 100% as I can keep it out there for those guys to go out and well represent our hobby. And that's one thing that I am so proud of on my tour is that I get to be the guy that works on and keeps that truck up. So 50, 60,000 people, depending on what event we're at, can see our hobby straight out there on a Monster Jam track.
Yeah, it's pretty cool too, like cool thing is where my shop is at, we're right next to the Horizon headquarters. So during Horizon Fest, like last year, I did a exhibition car crush at the event. Even Ryan Barry and all them were there too. But I had seen all that going on. We got some sponsor decals now for the all the trucks. Normally I run a Ram flag on my truck to make my truck look different. This time it's going to have a Losi flag on it. So I got an LMT they gave me, and I have a red Ramunition that's getting done right now by JB Scale, and that's going to be touring around the country with me, just trying to get people to buy the product. I know I'm probably going to get a lot of people asking how where you got the body at. I'm like, I don't know. Talk to ProLine. They discontinue Chrysler stuff like it's going out of style. Before you, and it's there, gone. So, you know, I try to be a greedy guy and buy those Rebel bodies as much as I can. If anyone got those Rebel bodies, just send me a message. I'll buy them. they're the closest things to what currently we run. So if anyone has, you know, the leak or any idea of those 2020 Rebel bodies, come out my way. So because I need them. Not really.
Yeah, the Ram body I use on my Raminator is I think it was the crawler body that had like the back cut out of it for mm-hmm. you know, a little tire on the back. We just fastened up a little bed to cover it. But hopefully that's, you know, we've got some more Mopar shells out there soon. But yeah, I've always ran a haul truck on and off pretty much the entire time I've been racing the RC trucks. And we gotta get some more Mopar stuff out there soon.
Yeah, the way Greg was telling me about is like the Chrysler Corporation gives a list of cars to like ProLine, and ProLine can pick only three of them for the year. So this year was, I guess they did the Dodge Dakota. I think that the one I showed you, Dan.
Yeah.
The 97 Dakota one.
Yeah.
I guess they're coming out with a Barracuda drag car, and I don't know what the third one is. So hopefully it's a modern day Power Wagon. That'd be pretty cool. Because I know they was talking about Axial has a different deal with everyone else. They have a rights to what Jeep has. And that's pretty cool though. I mean, you can have any model Jeep out there if you want to, but outside of that, I wish, you know, that'd be cool to have a little bit more Chrysler products.
Yeah. But, yeah, definitely. While we're talking bodies too, we got to give a shout out to J Concepts for all the awesome bodies that they've put out into our hobby. They just came out with that Aerostar body, which looks completely awesome.
Little boogie van.
The boogie van. Yeah, I have an F-150 body that I gotta start wrapping or painting because I've been wanting the Firestone Wilderness for years. So you know, they just continue to come out with these amazing products. So, and then talk about the impact that Losi has had, you know, the impact that J Concepts has had also on our hobby has been monumental. And
even though they also came out with those S10 bodies.
Yeah, those are cool. I saw that little 316 mock-up, and I'm still waiting for Josh to get with all the Stone Cold.
You know, I was going to give Jason Rona a little bit of crap for that. As big a Hulk Hogan guy as he is, he comes out with a Steve Austin body truck. And I'm like, as soon as I saw that, I was like, God, you're making me spend money here, Jason.
Yeah. You guys see the Monster Wars RC guy did Rage?
Yeah, it looks killer. I mean,
shout out to him, by the way. He's also doing my digger bodies for World Finals.
Cool. Yeah, bodies like that. It just opens up to like all the different possibilities you can model. It's just really cool. Awesome.
Oh, there's a puppy dog. Everyone bring that. I don't have my dog. I'll miss him. But there's one right there.
I got another one coming at me over there.
Boomer. But I mean, hey, Chris said hi. There's Chris right here.
Hi, Chris.
Just saw him. I got to talk to him for about maybe 2 or 3 minutes before we started the show last week. So it was good seeing Chris. I'm looking forward to seeing him at World Finals too.
Yeah, shout out to Chris. He won. He opened up the season strong with the Monster Truck Challenge. We won the opening race in the Challenger class division with his Blue Thunder. So
I have to apologize to Chris. I have to send him pictures of the new chassis. The new chassis is heading to Power Code in the next couple of weeks, and he wanted pictures of what it looks like right now. So I got to take pictures of – Mark calls it number 13. I call it number 14. He's currently driving 13. Everything that's happened in that truck can happen. A twisted transmission. The truck caught on fire.
Maybe that's why a lot of other teams don't recognize number 13.
Huh?
Maybe that's why a lot of other teams don't recognize the number 13.
Yeah, he says he doesn't believe it, but phony. I caught Hall Brothers Racing 14, the new chassis that's coming out with the truck. It's the last Hall Brothers truck. Mark did say that. Mm. So we're in the works with talking to Eddie, which hopefully that can come to fruition, and we'll get more trucks going on. But
awesome.
I got to take some pictures for Chris. So I do apologize. He asked about it, and I look at it and I walk away. I'm like, I'm supposed to do something. And then I just do something else and work on transfer cases and stuff like that. But starting with you, Dan, what type of social media people can follow you at? And also, fans, if you're at the World Finals, don't be afraid to come up and say hi. We do everything the same way as everyone else does. So, don't be afraid if you're interested in the RC world, come and talk to us. And we're more than welcome to talk to you and let you know what we have done to ours, even help you get started. Because in my event at the Hall Brothers shop, which I love to see everyone there one time, we have people that do, the bashing side of it. Or just started. So we have a mixture. Josh and Isaac can attest to it. We have a mixture of a lot of different people that don't run Trigger King with us that do that event. So it's a great safe haven for people to come in. But once again, be open and come over and talk, and we'll probably talk your ear off. But Dan, man, what type of social media? Then we can go on for everyone else.
Yeah, for the RC side of my social media, you can check out RC Monster Truck Challenge on Facebook and Instagram. We also have our race team Instagram and Facebook at DeFalco RC Racing. Send us a message. Check us out. Come check out the RC Monster Truck Challenge. We put on some awesome events in the New York, Connecticut area. And yeah, like Cheech said, if you're in Las Vegas. Stadium for the Monster Jam World Finals this year, and you're in the pit party, come check us out, come say hey, and we've had people come stop by and say hey, we like to see you on YouTube before, and we're always happy to chat and come say hey. And I want to also thank again Barry Massauer for his vision and putting this whole thing together and all the hard work that he puts in some hard work to get this stuff together. So thank you, Barry. Feld Motorsports, everybody at Monster Jam, from everybody from drivers to officials to track crew, everybody, you guys do an incredible job for our sport. And it's a blast to cheer you guys on. So looking forward to it, for sure.
I think I'm going to have a T-shirt that says, hey, Dan, did I make it to Las Vegas?
Yeah.
We'll be here at Sam Boyd Stadium.
They'll see you guys in New York soon, but, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll try. I'm trying to. Same thing with Josh. Hopefully, yeah. There's not another COVID. We may put Isaac in a suitcase and bring him along also.
Do it.
This year.
Isaac will be my carry-on.
That's a pretty big carry-on.
Yeah, it may not work. Yeah, we'll try.
He can fit in some tight places. How about you, Isaac? What type of social media that you have?
Instagram, ICARC. That's pretty much it.
Dang it.
Go check out Dolled Up Cookies.
That doesn't get you free cookies, Isaac.
That was a good attempt.
With the shot.
Oh, Lord.
It's okay, Isaac. You can get some cookies.
Somewhere.
That might bring some for World Finals. We'll see.
Oh, you will.
Do it. You won't.
Hey, I know for a fact I ordered some, so I know there's some coming. So I had to order some to help support the business and stuff like that too, and the crew and stuff like that have some cookies. I think I got to find a grocery store and buy milk.
And chocolate syrup.
Chocolate milk for Isaac. Hey, Isaac, do you think you can chug a gallon and hold up for a whole day?
Yeah, that's easy.
No. That's easy?
Yeah. You want to watch me?
Probably be hanging out with you the whole weekend. Me and you actually have a team. He's half Asian. I'm half Asian. We're one full Asian. So that's our team name. We haven't raced together for almost since December, but other things have came up. But outside of that, Trevor, what social media do you have?
Several. I've got my personal ones, Trevor Adamo, both at Instagram and Facebook. Then we have SoCal Monster Trucks, which is the Warpath chassis side of stuff. SoCal RC Monster Truck Racing Series for the racing series on Facebook. And then on Instagram, SoCal Monster Trucks covers both the racing series and the chassis side. And then also on both Facebook and Instagram, I have the Hangtime Monster Truck.
All right, and Mike and Jessica. Obviously, your cookies has already been shout out.
Yeah, Dolled Up Cookies on Instagram. And then also Dolled Up Racing is where you can find my racing page on Instagram.
How about you, Mike?
For me, it's Letcher_Racing for both Instagram and YouTube. So if you want to check out all the Boneyard Madness and past Summer Jam events and some RC and real monster truck videos, check it out on YouTube. Facebook is just my name, Michael Letcher. So last name spelled L-E-T-C-H-E-R.
How do you spell Michael?
Well, that's actually the hardest one. People get that the wrong the most. It's M-I-C-H-A-E-L.
Ooh. And Josh?
At Josh Dig Roads on Instagram, Josh Roads RC Racing on Facebook. I am happy to answer any questions that anybody send me about this hobby. I love it. If I can help build your truck, send me a message. I will get you to the right people, to the right places, to where you can get the quality parts.
Or also, actually shout out and see him and give him an RC and he'll work on it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, if you're an hour and a half from my house like Cheech is, then you're good to go.
Yeah.
Also, I feel we should shout out J Concepts, JB Scale Graphics, some of our sponsors out there, everybody. With me, JB Scale Graphics, J Concepts, Horizon Hobby / Losi. Team PRP, brand new sponsor this year. Ben finally getting back into the hobby. That's awesome to see. I mean, just everybody that helps make this little section of our hobby go around, they deserve a shout out every chance they get.
Yeah, definitely Jason at JCon for sure. Giving us the best racing tires on the market for sure.
Yep.
Don't race anything else other but that.
And for me, you know, Crushes is on Facebook, Instagram, now Twitch. I don't know what you watches Twitch, but thanks for whoever watches our Twitch channel. I have no idea. Brad put me on there. I know it's video game stuff or something like that, but we're going up against people from Fortnite, and I think we're losing. So anyway, you know, we're also on Instagram. We tried the Instagram live stuff within an hour that kind of ended, but we're also on TikTok too with Crush This. Also for me personally, Dan Cheech Agosh on Facebook, Instagram. I think I had to change my name because my boss told me, so I had to handle it at MT_DAGosh28@Instagram. Also, I have a RC group too, Agosh RC Racing too. Well, I think J Concepts, obviously, Horizon Hobby, Cow RC, Childress Racing Group, Freestyle RC. And also, can't forget, man, I'm brain farting my own JBCL Graphics. John, you know, Josh, John gave me a code that's still on that is 100%. Yeah, Bex accidentally did it. I typed in for flags, send and I clicked on my name, and it was free.
Now, send it to me now.
Okay, I will.
I need new flags for World Finals, and I want John to pay for it.
The DQ button, so I mean, you can set it my way too.
But slide into my DMs.
Yeah,
we can run on Josh anytime you want, just let me know.
Well, I thank all those people that do help out, because those sponsors also help out with the Hall Brothers Classic that I do too. So, once again, I think we also covered. So your social media too, right, Isaac? No? Yeah, we did. You only had one. Anyway, Dan, if you want to thank your sponsors, go right ahead. You can have the table to you if you want.
Shut up, I'm talking.
About time. Jeez, been an hour and 20 minutes.
And Mr. John Robert Holmes. And Jordan.
Who are you thanking? Jordan.
There, I'm done.
You know, the sad thing is you were cutting off and on the whole time, so I don't know.
We didn't hear a damn word.
It was just like something John and thank you. That's it.
Oh, I said John Holmes.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know who you were saying, so.
Holmes Hobbies,
okay.
Isaac's going to be the wild card in SoFi. No, he's going to be the troublemaker.
You're going to go to interview him. He's like, Isaac, that was a great freestyle. How do you feel? Good.
Good. You know, no. This is Isaac's answer. Dan comes over, say, hey, good freestyle. Everything good? Hey, can I go eat? But Dan, Mike, Jessica, Trevor, any of the sponsors that you guys can thank, go right ahead. The floor is yours if you guys have time.
Jake's Concepts for sure. They're, we just got sponsored by them this year, so this is our first time being sponsored by JCon officially this year. And then obviously Dolled Up Cookies, the best cookies, and supporting our hobby too, keeping everybody fed for dessert. A main hobby sponsors our Boneyard Madness event. Who else we got?
Trio
we got.
Black Market RC.
Black Market RC, of course.
JCon.
Yeah, all our most challenge partners, J Concepts, Cow RC, MSC Hobbies,
RC Madden,
everybody.
Appreciate Barry it. Builds for sure.
Cookies. The best cookies anywhere.
Best tasting.
I need to get all a cookie flag on my truck just to run for the world finals. And just like everyone should have one. Everyone should have
chocolate chip right there.
Yeah, that's. Someone needs a doll up cookie truck.
I told her. Maybe in the future. Come on. A lot of the fans pick a name for it.
Cookie Monster.
Shout out doll up cookies.
Yeah, not for me.
If I don't get one cookie and then so far now. You said as much, so.
Yeah. Ms. Cookie Monster.
There you go. That's good. And then me would be Team Losey Racing, Losey, Hobby Wing, J Concepts, Spectrum. Those are my personal sponsors. And for our series, we have Losey, we have J Concepts, we have A-Main, Gin Ace, Dilled Up Cookies. What else do we have in there? Tamiya. We got a big list. Who else? Trio? Did we miss anyone else?
Dollop
cookies.
Yeah.
Dollop cookies.
Y'all need to hook me
up. Yeah, Jessica's the sponsor coordinator, so we got to thank all of them. And of course, Monster Jam and Bari for putting this on and having us be part of it. That's the biggest thing. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be part of this and be doing this.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, 100%.
Thank you. Hopefully they're watching. I know Monster Jam guys watch, so hey, what's going on? They like the program in general. So
my boss is watching. I need a raise. Hi, thanks.
I'm definitely honored for being on the show finally, Cheech. Thanks for having us.
Hey, no problem.
I'm watching your podcast.
We'll have a episode with you guys only to learn a little bit more behind, you know, a cool story about, you know, you're working full time for Jimmy and stuff like that. And Isaac, we'll think about you. I don't know if I'll have you on it.
That's the shortest episode you're ever gonna have.
It'll be condensed into a reel or something.
Yeah, I think I can have my first YouTube short video with you.
I think you could.
Yeah. This week. But you have some cool stories too, because a lot of people may not know that you actually have a full size freaking Max D type body in the backyard. Freaking Team Mens. Yeah, I said it. Go after Isaac. He lives somewhere in Illinois.
I'll give you my location and we can fight.
I remember I pulled up to his house the first time I'd ever been to Isaac's house. I pulled up to his house. I kind of looked in the back. I was like, is that Team Mens? I had to squint. I was like, is that Team? Yes, it is. I'll be damned.
And a bunch of Goodyear tires too.
No, oh, yeah.
He's already like kind of halfway there on a monster truck. He's just too lazy to build one.
Yeah. I don't know how to solder those tubes together. The owner's blue, but it won't stick.
Well, at least
you need a big soldering iron.
Well, super glue will work.
Yeah, since it's so strong.
I mean, they'll lift the truck.
Yeah.
Monster Jam. Super glued to the action.
Glued to the action.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. But that's still pretty cool. the history and stuff like that and all that jazz. And, you know, Isaac and Josh are still waiting in line for a ram head.
Remember, somebody promised me a fifth scale Raminator not too long ago, too. I'm still waiting.
Yeah, we still have that in the warehouse. We still got four of them just chilling.
Yeah, well, I know where one can go in my shop.
Yeah. If anyone wants one of those things, you can have them. I don't want none of them.
Give it here. I'll be there. I will be there after Denver.
I'll be in Colorado Springs, an hour from you, doing another Monster Jam event.
Oh, hey, I'm going Friday night, so I'll see you.
Oh, okay. I'll be there.
Yeah, I think all of our Czech guys are going to that show Friday night.
Okay, yeah, Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
Colorado. But, yeah, we'll be there. I don't know why they did that that way. A couple weeks ago, they did one in Columbia, South Carolina, while the other event was in Greensville.
Makes sense, I mean, right?
That's cool, I guess, right?
They still made money, so I think they're fine.
Yeah, so you have that one in Denver. So, yeah, I'll see you on Friday. We'll be there. And I guess I'll see everyone else May 18th or the week of. I'll be there on Tuesday.
Only a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys planning on doing anything beforehand or like a mini jam type deal? Or is that kind of too busy, I guess, with, you know, the World Finals and stuff like that?
For the most part, nothing really going on. Just truck prep. Getting some bodies ready. Just got cookie orders to fulfill. Boneyard Madness is end of June, so I mean we'll be prepping the track and getting stuff ready for that. So
yeah, there's a lot of time that goes into that.
Mm-hmm.
And Trevor, you did forget one sponsor, My Trick RC.
Yeah, I saw Michael just posted that. Yeah, My Trick RC.
Gosh darn it, Trevor, dropping the ball. It'll be looking new product in the next year.
Very disappointed. I can see it now.
Still call for sale. Can't mention any sponsors. But and one more thing. Someone did mention. Did anyone mention about dial-up cookies?
You spill it on there.
Oh man, we're milking that joke, aren't we? But anyway, guys. Once again, thank you for being on. I do appreciate it. Can't wait for May 18th. Can't wait to see everyone. And enjoy your time and have some fun racing and freestyle and showing the solid axle monster truck hobby to the masses. And hopefully we can gain some more fans and more racers and let this grow. You know, 10 years ago, man, it was just a small group, you know, with the help of, you know, Axial and then J Concepts, you know, with that helping bloom. Holy cow. I guess that's the end of the show. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Hey, Cheech.
What? We're not over. We're still live. Okay, I'm out. Have a good night, guys. See ya.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Hey, guys. See ya. Be well. See you soon.
Have a good night.